Hey there, it's time to get up. Come on now, don't play games with me. I know you're awake. If you don't get up now, you're in for a very rude awakening. All right, Jigsaw, you know what to do. Hey, I told you to get a glass to spill on him, not an entire bucket. Oh no, now I have to wring out and hang up the sheets, and I don't even know what I'm going to do with the mattress. Oh, look who's finally decided to get up. Wow, I thought you'd be pissed, but you look terrified. What's wrong? Why is the doll moving? Well, didn't I tell you about that last night? The dolls are possessed by wisps sometimes so they can have some fun. Although, in exchange, they do some work for me around the house, so it's a mutually beneficial agreement in that sense. Oh, and meet Jigsaw. I modeled him after a clown in my old hometown, but he seems more like a kid himself than anything. Just play a game or two with him every once in a while and he'll leave you alone. And he also needs to go back to the shelf to think about what he's done. Go on now. Wisps. Can't live with them, can't live without them. They're like children that way. Sometimes they can be such little rascals, but they're just too helpful to kick out. Well, no time to waste. It's probably going to rain soon, and I can't have a soggy field before we even get it tilled for the year. Go ahead and get dried off. Meet me downstairs. Oh, one more thing. Here, take this and get changed into it. I couldn't save your old clothes, so I decided to tailor you some new ones that are more fit for menial labor. I'll see you in the field. Ah, there you are. And if I must say so myself, my clothes look good on you. I was a little afraid I got the measurements wrong, but it seems like my fears were misplaced. They do fit you properly, right? How did I know your measurements? Well, of course, I simply measured you when you were asleep. How else? Oh, stop looking so sheepish. You do remember that I washed you yesterday, right? I'd hardly seen anything I didn't then. What's the issue? Look, what you don't seem to get is that I had to do those things in order to make sure you didn't die in my home. Would you rather have stayed in those ragged clothes you came here in? Should I have not bathed you so you didn't get sicker than you already were? Should I have not let you into my home at all for the sake of your privacy? Look, all I'm saying is that we want to survive here, so we're going to have to get rid of some things that we enjoyed when we weren't in this forest. Don't forget that I had plenty of privacy here until you showed up. Do we have an understanding? Good. Now let's get something actually important done, shall we? We've stalled long enough. I'm starting to see the rain clouds in the distance. I remember you saying you were a bit of a city kid, right? So I have no problem showing you the ropes. Luckily, you arrived just in time for tilling season. I'll be able to show you that as well as planting. First off, take a nice handful of soil and clump it in your hand. Now take a thumb and poke it in to make sure it's dry. Can't have it too wet or else the soil will clump so much that the roots won't be able to get into the ground. See how it's falling apart? So the soil should be ready. Now that we've confirmed that, we can start digging. Here, grab a shovel and follow my lead. All we have to do is just dig in front of us as we make a pile of dirt to our left. Remember, we're not digging down so much as we're digging a tiny little trench. One shovel length depth will do just fine. Now, as this is your first time and the rain is getting closer, I won't have us do the rest of the field like this. At least, not alone. All right, everybody, get off the shelf and get out here. It's tilling season. I'll just have the dolls do the rest of the field while we focus on our own piles, though I do have to watch them or else. Hey, Carrie, stop playing with the shovel. Chucky, Tiffany, get off of each other. This is a PG-13 audio. Oh, here comes Jason to break them up. He really doesn't like that sort of thing. All right, finally finished your trench. Well, now it's time to fill the holes. I personally prefer to mix up the soil a bit, so go ahead and use my pile to fill your trench. The dolls will do the same until it gets to the last trench and... The dolls will do the same until it gets to the last trench, where the last doll will use their pile to fill mine. Now all that's left is to simply rake it smooth with a hoe. You're doing pretty well for a newbie. Some of these goofs took an entire week to learn how to properly handle a shovel. Though, it does kind of make sense since they're dolls and their hands are kind of big. Whew. And now that we're done tilling, we come to the fun part, planting seeds. Here, I've got an assortment of seeds for you to pick from. Careful, though, the dolls have their own favorites, and a few of them are not nice about compromise. And as for actually planting, this is the easy part. Just sprinkle them around about this far apart, and it should be fine. And that's it. I'm not going to say I'm completely correct in how I farm, or that I'm rather good at it, but that's just how I've figured out on my own. I can't deny that the soil being enchanted isn't helping a bit. Now, though, we can just take a look at the dolls as they work. Notice that each one has their own style, too. Some are more slow and methodical. Others play more fast and loose. Hell, there's even a few that use completely different methods to my own, like they've done it all before. It's likely that they were all human once upon a time, and maybe a couple of them were farmers. But when I start thinking about that, I have a terrible thought. If they're all humans, what's the possibility that some of these wisps might be children? Stupid kids just like me that wandered in here and weren't so lucky. What do I mean by just like me? Well, why don't you come inside and we'll talk about it, okay? Starting to feel the rain, and I'd rather not tell a long story while getting soaked. Come on, everyone. Let's get back inside. The view is nice, isn't it? Even when it's nothing but rain, it makes the forest glitter like nothing I've ever seen before. I honestly never thought I'd be able to share this view with anyone else, but here you are. Feels nice to share it with someone for a change. So you really want to hear my story? It's a long one, so don't blame me if you fall asleep in the middle, okay? All right. So, I was a stupid kid once. I mean, we all were at some point. I really like to explore. I especially liked this one hiking path along the forest that I'd take all the time. But there was one thing my mother always used to say to me. Never go out into that forest, or I'll go in there and drag you out myself. She was very adamant that I did not go in. But one day, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. I didn't know it at first, but it was a wisp that was trying to lure me into the forest. I followed it inside, deeper and deeper, until it disappeared, and then I was completely lost. For hours, I called to my mother to come save me, to bring me back home like she promised, but I was well and truly trapped with nowhere to go. I had to forage for food, whittle tools to hunt, anything so that I didn't die. Even when I found this place and all the farming tools, I had to learn to farm to get anything out of it. And then, when I got down about being stuck out here for so long, I started making something. I didn't know what it would be, but I was whittling at that log like nothing else. I even blacked out for a while. I was so focused on it. But when I woke up, Annabelle was sitting right in front of me. After that, I started making more dolls, learning to tailor dresses from loose fabric, and that's all she wrote. Eventually, the dolls managed to get possessed, and that's where I am today. The only thing is, everyone's been taken except for Annabelle. In all my years, she never moved. Just sat pretty on the shelf. And yet, it's kind of strange. Whenever I take a look at her on the shelf, it feels like I can let my guard down around her. She makes me feel safe in a way. Well, I'm sure you've gotten rather bored with all this talk. And I need to go make some breakfast. I hadn't realized how much time passed while we were talking. I'm not sure I've ever talked that long before, to be honest. It's funny, actually. My mother used to tell me that when you're able to lose yourself in a conversation, it means you've made a good friend. So I've never experienced that before because, well, I'm not much of a talker either. But here we are. Would you consider me a friend? Isn't it a little weird, though? I mean, we did only meet a few days ago. Well, yeah, I guess I did save your life, and you have been helpful for me with the garden. Oh, hey, it's no problem. You don't need to thank me for saving you every day. I just did what I thought was right. At least it ended up being beneficial for us both, huh? Well, okay then. Friends it is. I never thought I'd be able to say that. The kids back home used to call me weird, so I'd never really had a friend before. Thank you. I'm going to go make us some breakfast now, so why don't you go ahead and relax before we do some things around the house? Before I go, I wanted to say that I'm proud of the work you did today. I wouldn't have guessed that you were chronically sick before you came out here to the garden. You're a hard worker. I'll see you later then. Hopefully once the rain clears up, I can show you how to discern between mushrooms and how to forage. I'll call you when breakfast is ready.